live from my bathroom. It's me, Shay. Hey, y'all. I'm redoing my hair. As y'all know, I've cut my locks. And I cut them. I dyed my hair like a spiced red color. And I'm obsessed with it. It's like, this is my like signature hair color. Like, you know, like Beyonce has her signature. Queen Latifah has her signature. Issa Rae, who inspired me to find my signature, and I probably bit her because it kind of looks a little similar. Whatever, I love you, girl, and I had to follow you, but my spiced red hair is not my new color. But I am in the process of regrowing my fro, which is not going to take long. I literally have seen progress and will continue to take pictures to document the progress, but right now I have them in these mini twists and I love them. They're so low maintenance. I don't have to worry about them a lot. I just retighten them like every once in a while, but the front started to get a little crazy. So that's me opening the gel. So you know I had to get busy. I had to come and take, I literally took the front of my hair out. And I washed it. I washed it back, which is still in twists. And I'm redoing the front. I don't even know how I'm doing this. So you're gonna be along with me for the journey as I attempt to zhuzh up my hair and make it look cute. I have Marley pieces of hair, which I color matched so great. But I'm gonna be just trying to cornrow the front and have the back be twist, and that'll be my style for the next couple weeks until I figure out how to get like good hair in Mexico City. I'm back in Mexico City, by the way, if you didn't know. So the topic today, I just gave y'all a whole background on my hair because that's what we're doing in the background. But today's topic it basically came to me in the shower because, you know, I've been having this very interesting transition in my life, right? I am asking God for a lot of answers. I'm like, please make things plain to me. Things are not making sense. Things are not feeling good. Like, all the things. So while I was in the shower today, I don't know what made me think of this, but I feel like I'm like having a moment, or a chance rather, to start over, which is very rare, and I feel so blessed to come to that conclusion. But I think I'm at the point now where I'm like, where do I go from here? Like, okay, we have the idea, we have the realization that we're getting a chance to start over and do things a little differently this time, and, you know, hopefully better this time. But, like, where do I go from there? So that's where I'm at. And I kind of wanted to just jump on this episode because I'm sure I'm not the only person feeling this. These are normally thoughts that I just, like, keep to myself, but even the last episode I was talking about the goals that I have for my year 29, and I didn't really get into it that much because, as I said, as my 29th year approaches, I'm actually gonna do like a list, and I'm gonna take you guys on a journey with me through year 29 as I say goodbye to the ghetto ass 20s, because that's what it's been. But yeah, actually, you know what, I do know what sparked this in my thoughts, because I was talking to one of my dearest friends, Connor, and for the transition that's happening in my life, we decided to call it a graduation, which is very funny because I graduated from high school 10 years ago. Ooh, goddamn. The last episode I was talking about, I'm old, so I'm not gonna fixate on that part of it in this episode, but your girl's getting old. That's really the facts. But yeah, 10 years ago, I graduated from high school, and around this time, I was in college. I was in my freshman year of college at SUNY New Paltz. And the fact that now I'm going through this transition is very funny, because it's just like, it's like I really do feel like I'm in high school all over again. Like, I feel the same way about like a good chunk of the things. The only difference is I make more money now because I have like an actual career and stuff. So like, that's different. But the pivot that I have to make in my personal life is very similar to the pivot I had to make 10 years ago, which is insane. So yeah, this really is a graduation of sorts. Which, by the way, I kind of want to re-listen to Kanye's graduation album and see what I get from that. If anything, there's probably nothing, but for the sake of this being my quote-unquote graduation, I want to listen to it and see what I get from it. But yeah, graduated 10 years ago, and now I'm in another pivot in my life where I'm making decisions. I'm trying to decide where I want to be, what I want to do and stuff, and it's still uncomfortable. It's still as uncomfortable as it was when I was 18, but the difference now is that I don't sweat too many things. Like, ooh, I actually have tea for this episode. I don't sweat things as much as I used to. A lot of the principle I have is still there, which I love, because she was always a mature girl. But I feel like this time I'm not so like hard on myself. I just am seeing the things that need to be fixed, and I'm like, all right, well, you know that needs to be fixed, get it done. Like, there's no moping as if I was like a teenager, which is great. But this idea of a graduation was honestly so genius. And like, I'm sure you guys are graduating from certain things in your life too, whether it be like actual like academic graduation, or you're graduating from like friendships or relationships or just like certain periods in your life that just no longer serve you, or you've completed. Let's not say no longer serve. You've just completed the level, and now it's time to level. Ooh, and now it's time to level up. That's really what it is. So the last episode, I did talk about like, you know, wanting my 29th year to be one for the books. Like, I wanted everything to be worth it. Like, everything that I went through in my 20s, the heartbreak, the realizations, all the crying, the laugh, like everything, I want it to all be worth it. But I think where I'm at now in that is, how do we make this come to life? Like, what does it look like in actuality? Because we can say things all we want, but also we gotta manifest it. Like, what does it look like? Who is she in the next year? Now, this is aside from the goals that I have for myself, but how do I get to her? Like, what is the path gonna be? So that's kind of what I've been thinking about and what I wanted to share with you guys today, because if you're in a pivotal moment in your life like I am, chances are you've been wanting to scream. Like, and when I say scream, I don't mean like in like a cute way, or like, you know, I mean like a scream from your diaphragm, like scream, because these pivotal moments are just they're not always fun, and sometimes they feel like they never end, and that's what I've been feeling, at least for the past like 3 years. Like, I've watched myself go from being like hustle to slowing down a bit, which I'm not beating myself up about that part, because I need to slow down. I know I need to slow down. I had been working 3, sometimes 4 jobs. For how long? For the people who know me, like, y'all know I hustle and I hustle hard, and that's what I have been doing. And I came to a nice balance in my life now where I'm still hustling, but it's not that same, like, break your back, kill yourself, like, don't do anything, like, just, you know, shut everybody out and get to the bag type of thing. It's not that anymore. There's a difference in the hustle that I have now. Like, also, I think it comes with the fact that I have more of a career now. It's not like I'm doing this at 4 o'clock, at 8 a.m., and then I'm doing this at 4 o'clock, and then I'm doing this. Like, everything that I do right now is aligned in one thing that I really love. So I want to do, I, like, need to do more of that, and I need to just be more creative, which I like, recommend that for everyone. Especially if you're like me, and you're someone who's super creative, but then took a step back. My job is in the creative field. I'm a writer. So I still do creative things all the time, but it's not leisure like it could be. You know, like, I'm not, as you guys know, for those who ask about me all the time, I really appreciate you. But for the people who are asking, like, where I've been, how come I'm not on the podcast? And it's like, because I took a step back from all my leisure things. And that's not necessarily a good thing. I'm not saying that as something that's good. Like, that is not good to do, especially going into 30s. Because that's when a lot of people, I feel, they do start to lose that essence of, oh, I was doing this when I was 20-something. But then, you know, it died down with my career and, you know, all of the, I don't want to say excuses, because most times they're valid. Like, people just get busy, they get sidetracked, they get unmotivated, which was the case for me. Like, I became unmotivated, and most of my unmotivation, is that the word? That might be the word. Most of my unmotivation was coming from the fact that I was feeling like I needed to hustle, 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 and stop playing around, and do something serious, and be serious about career, and be serious about finding like a partner, and just get serious. That's how sometimes intense the late 20s feels. You just feel like you have to be doing all these damn things, and like, it gets super overwhelming, and it's very easy to lose yourself in all of that. And I am proof. Like, as ugly as it feels to me, or like embarrassing rather, that's what it is. It's embarrassing to feel like I've lost a little bit of my spark, because you always want to feel like you're that person, you're that girl, like you haven't lost a step, like you haven't missed a beat. But the truth is, I have missed a beat, and I have to be honest about that. So I like this part of me. I like that I've become a person who can be extremely honest about how I'm feeling about things, like how things are bothering me, how things have shaped me and changed me over the past years. And honestly, I think I said this in the last episode too, but it is really the past 3 years. Like, I don't know how people bounce back from COVID, but COVID literally stopped me in my tracks and was like, you really ain't shit. Like, it was saying, I'm not even gonna do that, but I feel like that time was, of course, it was a time where I had to sit with myself, but the environment that I was in also was just an environment of, like, stillness, but too still, like, in a sense that I wasn't growing at all, like, and that's what got your girl down, honestly. But I think 29, and just, I'm just gonna say the next year in general, because maybe this is something that you want to join me in, but you don't necessarily, you're not turning 29. Like, you can be turning any age and turn your life around. Like, don't don't even get hung up on that, but I want to get back to myself. And so while I was in the shower today, I was thinking about the concept of graduation, what graduation was for me, how it like kind of shaped like what I was going to be doing for the next 10 years. And I feel like it's a moment for me to start over, and it can be a moment for you to start over as well. And at least I hope it is. I hope that everyone has a moment to just reset. So for me, this is some of the things that it looks like for me. It looks like getting into routines that serve me first and foremost. That's what I'm thinking about most of all. Before I get back to creative stuff, before y'all start hearing my voice on the podcast more and more and more, I need to get back to personal self-growth, like regimens, like things that are gonna benefit me in the long run. And one of those things for me when I was in college was doing my hair. So that's not the reason why I cut my locks, but that's not the reason why I cut my locks, but being that I did cut my locks, it does help me to now look at my hair more, like pay attention. When you have locks, you don't really do too much to your hair. You're not supposed to. It's a low maintenance style, so it's supposed to be that way. Like, you are not supposed to over twist. That doesn't mean you can't keep them neat. That's a whole nother story though. But yeah, you are not supposed to do too much to them. So there's no 2-week maintenance. There's no, you know, you go way longer. You're not even using as many products as you might have when you were a loose natural. So for me, doing my hair, doing something tangible to my body. Wow, that sounds kind of weird. But anyway, self-care, doing my hair, taking care of my body, doing my scrubs, doing my masks, doing my full skincare routine. I'm talking wash, toner, exfoliate when I need to, like all the steps. No missing steps, no taking the easy way out, like really getting in touch and spending the time with my body. Because I don't have to rush. And that was also something I was doing nonstop over the past like 3 years. I've always just felt like I was in a rush. Like, and there's nothing to rush. So now I just need to get into the habit of slowing down a little bit more. And honestly, I feel like there have been a lot of circumstances over the years that have forced me to slow down. Many things. I have my own creative things aside from this, slowed down from it. Like, haven't touched it, haven't, like, been doing the most. Just slowed down. So I feel happy that I've had that, like, forceful slowdown, because I feel like those things have forced me to really look at the lifestyle that I'm living and the lifestyle that I want to live moving forward. So I'm grateful, and I feel like that's growth for me. To even say that I'm grateful for being like slowed down is growth, because I'm a person who used to beat myself up constantly about not having things in order, about being slacking here, slacking there, and like knowing damn well I needed a rest and just didn't take it. And that's the way I've been since high school. Like, I never took a rest. I always had something to do, moving around. I worked in high school as well, so jobs, extracurricular, time with friends, like, you name it, and I was doing it. And even now, like, being 28 and looking at who 18-year-old me was, she needed that. But 28-year-old me doesn't need that so much. Like, 28-year-old me can relax. So that's something I'm like trying to prioritize, is taking it slow. But when I'm taking it slow, I'm focusing that energy on me. I want to start doing more, take more risks, which I'm good for taking a risk. And I will tell y'all, anybody who knows me really, but now I will definitely tell y'all, like, if there's a risk to be taken, I might take it. Like, I honestly might just be like, you know what, fuck it. Like, what's the worst that could happen? That's always me. Like, what's the worst that could happen? And even that, side note, that's like another thing that I want to change. Like, my vocabulary in terms of saying things like that. Like, what's the worst that could happen? Like, no. I want to start saying, like, what's the best that can happen? Like, how much can God bless me? That's what I want to see. That's what I want to change my vocabulary to. And I will. These are not wants. These are things that are actually going to be, like, implemented into my life. Because we're not playing no more. That's the thing. We're not playing no more. It might have taken me 10 years or more. But we're not playing anymore. So, yeah, we get everything together. These parts, I still got it. I'm doing my hair, and I'm doing like a coral front kind of thing. She looks okay. I'ma just roll with it, cause we already started, and I don't feel like restarting. I think she'll look good at the end though. But yeah, I feel like, also, a lot of what I was thinking about is how it may not be easy to just up and do these things. Like, I'm talking about it with you guys. And right now, I feel very adamant about the changes I need to do. Getting back to myself. Like, I was writing the other day. I was actually writing, like, a proposal. And I was writing, I wrote that proposal. But then I also wanted to, like, just sit and write all the things I've done in my career. Like, we're talking 10 years now. Like, 10 years of professional work. This is not even counting how I worked throughout high school. This is just, I'm talking about working in the field that I like, in the creative field, in the music field, because I used to do that too. I did radio for a while, as you guys probably know. I managed my college radio station. I worked in like restaurant marketing for a little bit. I did a bunch of stuff. Like, I've worked for internet radio, which I don't know if they succeeded, but actually my manager at the time, she is the CEO of MeFeeder Media. So yeah, I've been around. I've been doing things. I've been a production assistant. I've been mad things. I've done too many things. Like, and I feel like sometimes when life is getting at you, you forget that you're that girl. Like, you forget that I've done all these things, I've accomplished all these things. And when you don't have that running in your mind, like, not to be cocky, but I feel like you should. Nobody is going to big you up in this world as much as you are going to big yourself up. So that being said, I'm very happy that I, like, had that moment where I was like, girl, do you realize all the things you've done, like, over the past 10 years? Like, no. Let's get back to that girl who was fearless. Let's get back to that girl who went from being the secretary of her college radio station and then became the manager the very next year. Like, let's get back to that girl. Like, let's get back to her, because she was killing it. And that's not to say I'm not killing it now, but there are things that happen in your life that can tip you off, that can really throw you off your rocker and make you just feel like you don't got that same, like, I don't even know the word, like, No, I still have confidence, but like, it's different when you're a little bit younger. You're a little more hungry. You are a little more like angsty, where you're like, I don't even care. Like, you gonna do something embarrassing just cause, like, just for the sake of it. You're gonna take more risk just for the sake of it. So, I think for me, getting back is really just channeling that girl. Channeling that 18-year-old girl who had no fear, who literally just did whatever she wanted. She did whatever she wanted and she succeeded. Like, all of the things that I've ever wanted to do in my life have been done. We did it. We did it. Check it off. Check it off the list. All the things that that 18-year-old me wanted, she has it. So now, in this next decade, what does 28-year-old me want to see by 38? What are the kind of kick-ass stories that I want when I'm approaching my next decade? Because the one thing I can say, a lot of things have happened from 18 until now. But y'all, let me tell y'all about the stories. The stories are there. The stories are real. They're funny. They're funny. They're sad. They're everything. And I would not change them for the world. But like, I need more of that. Like, I can't let that like 20s thing, like, the 20s beat me up. I'm not gonna lie. I've said this in multiple episodes. And I have no reason to lie and act like my 20s was peachy. They sucked. They sucked. And I'm like still, yeah, I don't know how they came. They like started sucking or whatever, but they did. And I'm not gonna let that stop me. Like, the 20s are gonna suck. If you are younger listening to this, 20s might suck. I'm gonna say that because I feel like we also didn't listen. Like, a lot of us didn't listen to older people who told us about the 20s. And as the saying goes, those who don't hear must feel. And boy, did I feel a lot. But we made it out. I think that's the most important part for me, is making it out the 20s. Making it out of that uncomfortable situation called life, period. Because there's not even one thing, like, I'm not even trying to, like, pinpoint one thing that was uncomfortable. It was literally, like, probably the whole later half of the decade that got real, real. So, getting back is gonna be a journey. I'm so glad I'm thinking about this right now because my birthday hasn't even come yet. So I still have, like, I can still fine tune this whole thing. Like, I can still decide, like, some of the things that I want to do, some of the things I want to see for myself. Like, all of this is a work in progress, just like me. And I love it so much. But I definitely need to like flush all of that out. And I'm hoping, praying, that me flushing all that out helps somebody, because it's rough out here. And I feel like 30s, people say 30s is great because you have a little more money and you still feel like you're like young, which I feel. Definitely have more money. Definitely can move around a lot more, have a lot more autonomy. Freedom. Great. But I just need it to not be what 20s was. And I don't think it will be, because we're getting back on track. So as soon as I flush things out a little bit more, I want to come back. I want to see how many people want to join me on this journey called Reconstruction. This is my Reconstruction era. I'm in that era. Everybody's talking about soft girl era and blah, no. I'm trying to rebuild. This is post-war, okay? Post-war is what we're going through right now. And I'm trying to rebuild myself. Is this a renaissance? No, I'm going to save the renaissance. The renaissance will have to happen. I'm going to save my, like, personal... I'm not talking about Beyonce's renaissance, but I might steal some of the idea, whatever she got. I'm going to go look. But I think mostly what I want is reconstruction. So this is my reconstructing Shay era. That's what I'm calling it. And once I flesh it out, I'm going to come back. I'm going to talk to y'all some more. I'm going to see who want to join. And I don't know. Honestly, we could probably get a little support group going. It can be of any age. Like, the 20s is kicking all the 20-year-olds. 20-somethings, but I don't care what age you're in. Like, you could always rebuild yourself. That's the great thing about being human. So yeah, once I flush it out, I will touch base. And we post-war, okay? Post-war. So come in your best mindset, and then couldn't get this shit started. I honestly would love to do this, and would love it if you guys want to join me. Okay, cool. Bye, y'all.